Hey guys, this is Chris with a great tip for you. If you're looking for a great way to monitor other advertisers' ads on AdWords, Jason and I recommend Brand Verity. It's kind of like a smoke alarm for your campaigns. It works like this. When other advertisers bid on your trademarks, or they use your brand name in their ads, or you just want more information about your competitors, Brand Verity helps protect your most valuable PPC traffic by giving detailed reports on the search ads for your most important keywords. Right now, Brand Verity is offering paid search podcast listeners a free month of monitoring. Just go to brandverity.com/podcast. That's brandverity.com/podcast to try it out.
Yes! Hey everybody, welcome back to the PSP, the Paid Search Podcast, episode 49. Chris has taken the week off and it's just you and me, baby. No, sorry guys.
I'm here.
Sorry to tease you, but Chris has tagged along once again. And Chris, man, we are happy to have you here, Chris.
Yes. You have to have me today.
It is a blessing and a joy. So, Chris, you're taking the reins. You're the dominant one today.
Okay, let's stop it right there.
let's saddle up.
No. Okay, so yeah, I feel like I should be the one that says, you know, yes. Welcome to the Paid Search Podcast, because today I am interviewing Jason. Jason is the subject. And I'm the host, and you guys are in for a treat because Jason works, and we both work in AdWords, and you think, well, you guys do the same thing all the time. Actually, when you look at, you know, what Jason and I do, we actually perform very different duties. Things have changed in the past year that Jason and I are doing a lot of different things. So today we're going to talk to Jason about managing large campaigns and, you know, what that looks like, how that differs from what he was doing a year ago. And, you know, honestly, Jason, there's not a lot of podcasts where I learn something, right? You know, we're talking about stuff that you and I do, and we're sharing our knowledge. But this is a rare podcast where I'm excited because I'm going to learn, you know, something that I don't necessarily know about. And that's basically managing campaigns that are high spend volumes. We're talking something, you know, that I might spend for one client in a month, you're talking about doing in a few hours in a day.
Right.
So let's get started.
I'm glad you're excited to learn, and we'll do a water cooler when I make my girlfriend have a baby at some point in the next few years. I can interview you about something I know nothing about.
I learn a lot about. I get
you. Dadhood.
I get you. Okay. Well,
the most important job, way more important than AdWords managers.
It's the reason I make money, the reason I even work. Because I tell you what, video games aren't so expensive that I'd have to get this job. You know, I could work at McDonald's and support my video game habit. But, you know, that family, they're expensive. Families are expensive. Babies, they want so, you know, always asking for stuff.
But Chris, you're stressing me out. but I will. Maybe I'll get a bunch of advice from you. So, yeah, Chris, we're talking high volume, high spend accounts. And Chris, I told you before the show I wasn't going to talk about what kind of client type it is for these number of accounts. Mm-hmm. I'm going to break that, and I'm actually going to get into it.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
Literally like 5 minutes ago, Jason and I had this and we said, we're not going to breach, you know, exactly what topic we're in. But okay, I'm even more excited.
So Chris, have you ever heard of looning?
Looning.
No. Uh-oh. No, as in high pitch. I've never heard of that.
No, honestly, I have no idea.
And you're not yourself a looner.
Mm-mm. I'm afraid where this is going.
Okay. Well, there's some of us out there. Well, let me put it this way: there's some people out there that enjoy watching members of the opposite sex sit on balloons and pop them.
Oh gosh!
And there's some of us there's some of us that enjoy it. So, well, there's people out there. That enjoy it so much that they become addicted to
it.
And there's something as of a search like lunar addiction, how to stop looning. I lost my job because I was looking up looning videos at work. And believe it or not, it's such a big part of the economy.
I know.
That's what the clients are. They sell lunar addiction services.
Ladies and gentlemen, Jason is doing a good old-fashioned pull your leg, okay? And he got me to, I thought we were really going to talk about it, and then he just strung me along. No, we are not. This is not where Jason spends his money. He's going to just, he's going to dangle it in front of you and then snatch it away. We're going to talk about it.
No, I was just kidding. I just, that's a funny topic, isn't it, Chris? Just people who like to see the balloon pop.
I guess I know what I'm doing after our podcast, because I'm going to have to look that up. That's weird. But
yep. So, no, just kidding, everybody. We're not going to talk about what field it's in. It could be for a government. It could be for a government from another country.
What?
Or it could be for a large chemical corporation. So, Chris, we can't get into what it is, but we definitely know what it's not, and that's looning addiction. So
right.
We got one field down.
Okay.
But honestly, don't want to get into what it is, but it's not going to affect what we're going to talk about. We're going to talk about what I would do and what someone I would recommend someone would do if it was any kind of lead-generating search campaign like we run for all our accounts. So.
Yeah, and our friend Jason from Scotland, you know, recently emailed us and asked, you know, hey, he'd like to know how, you know, setting up large campaigns, large accounts, and managing, moving from small to large works. And I think, you know, for Alex, I think this would work well for him, because that's what we're going to get into today. So let's jump into it. You know, now a lot of people aren't going to jump straight into campaigns quite this big, but Jason, you know, how big are we talking here? You know, how much are we talking about? Are you willing to talk about daily spends? Okay. That's a great way to do a podcast.
Sorry. Okay.
Visually show numbers on the screen.
So how big are we talking? Chris, let me talk about my background a little bit. You and I manage 1,000 to, I used to say we would do 1 to 5,000 is our average, but I think we're getting some larger accounts that seem more normal these days. So I would say our average lead generation client is 1,000 a month to 10,000 a month.
Okay.
And that's what most listeners who manage campaigns can relate to, and that's what most business owners who listen can relate to. So that's our usual. A couple summers ago, 2 years ago, I was brought on to my first large campaign.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a $30,000 a month about account, and there were multiple accounts. So I was newer to AdWords than I am now, because it was 2 years ago. So I had 2 years less experience, and I had just done $1,000 to $5,000, $10,000 a month accounts. And $30,000 a month to me, $30,000 to $50,000. Those are a lot bigger than 1 to 5.
Yeah.
And I was an assistant at that time to this client, a different client, and I was brought on as like a daily manager assistant level. And this guy, I was very fortunate to work for him. He taught me AdWords editor. And so that's going to play a big role that we're going to talk about later. But that experience being kind of the assistant helped me now, where we're talking, some of these accounts are running multiple thousands a day. And then just seriously large amounts of money a month. But one thing we'll get into later as the podcast goes on is I might have played poker every day for, it might have been a year. And when I did that, you move up in stakes. And so you're playing the dollar game, you know, and then you're playing the $5 game or whatever. And it's the same game. And like very quickly, if you have $200 on the table, if you move up and play the bigger game and you have $2,000 on the table, it starts to feel the same. And that's one thing I've noticed with AdWords is there are some things we're going to talk about, like the editor, that are a big difference. But a lot of it feels the same, and it's just at a super sped up level.
Hmm.
Because it's just bigger budgets, bigger volume, and all the things we do on a monthly or even bi-monthly basis, we're doing on a daily or weekly basis.
That makes sense. It, you know, kind of reveals a little bit behind the scenes. I appreciate that analogy because, you know, it's not quite so mysterious when you talk about it that way. I mean, it's much of the same, except higher pace and you know, higher stakes. So that
it's
makes
almost
sense.
Yeah, it's almost a perfect analogy because there are differences in a bigger poker game. The players you're against, the speed, the kind of hands you go up against. But at the end of the day, it's still poker. It's still AdWords. All the fundamentals are there. It's just you have to get used to the speed and then used to the amounts, and then quickly the amounts set in, and it feels like home.
Okay. Okay, so let's jump to the first question I had that led me to even consider doing this interview with Jason. Is basically, you know, I'm working on my accounts, and I have a $1,000 account, and you know, there's only so much you can do. You know, you,
exactly. You that's get, something people need to hear, Chris. There's only so much you can do on yeah. an account that gets 8 clicks a day or whatever.
Right, right. I mean, 30 bucks a day. You know, my 5, 6, 7, 8. You know, 10 clicks, whatever. And plus that data may not even come in. I might only get half that data for that day. I may have to wait 12 to 16 hours before I can get the full day picture. And not even talking about search impression share, right? I mean, that's delayed right. 24 hours. 48 hours, sorry, 48 hours. So, Jason, what I want to know is, dealing with the delay, dealing with, you know, an issue where you don't get data immediately, you know, what do you do all day for accounts like this? What changes could be made on such a short notice, you know, when you're, you know, within an hour, you could be spending thousands of dollars. How does something like this work?
Well, there's a few interesting things. One is that one of the biggest mistakes I think someone can make on large accounts, and earlier we talked about thousands of dollars a day sometimes, Chris, but we're also talking hundreds and hundreds of clicks a day, thousands and thousands of impressions. So it's also high volume in terms of data. And one of the biggest mistakes I hear people making when I talk to people who manage these kinds of accounts and clients, and then I have just seen myself make mistakes like this in the past, is you can become reactive a lot more easily because there is so much. You're not given everything on an hourly or even that day basis in terms of AdWords data, but you're giving some, and you're actually giving quite a lot. And because of that, you can become too reactive and try to do too much in some regards during one day. So to me, it's like, I kind of look at it like when they show the people on Wall Street that are huddled over their computers during trading hours all day long. That's how I feel when these accounts are going. I'm monitoring the situation. I'm managing the situation. Things come up during the day. And things come up. Sometimes something comes up once a month and it won't come up the same issue for another few months. But things come up and you have to be there to take care of them. So I'm not so much doing things like, oh, this ad has a 4% click-through rate today. This ad has a 3% click-through rate today. I'm going to pause the 3% click one. I'm not doing those kind of management tasks, all of them on a daily basis. I'm more being there and having my experience and my knowledge managing the situation. Great example is we see a ton of invalid clicks come through. And this isn't fraud click, Chris. This is people shopping. They're shopping around. They're going back to Google. They're clicking on the same ad. They're making their list of people to call. And so one of the things that happen is we see spend get run up very quickly in a short amount of time. So we're monitoring for invalid clicks. And I actually see click volumes and spend drop throughout the day from certain points. So we might see that spend was at $1,500. And then 30 minutes later, it might drop down to $1,200 because a handful of clicks went away. Because Google deemed those to be what they call invalid clicks, which are people just shopping back and forth. So there's a lot of situations like that where like clients freak out because spend goes up and then you're able to monitor the situation. So the job is kind of a mix of monitoring throughout the day and then doing some management throughout the day. So some of the management I'm doing is search terms. Believe it or not, we actually do get search terms throughout the day.
Sure.
Populated,
yeah,
at a decent enough level to make decisions on. So if I see a search term come in, then I'm like, oh no, if this keeps happening, we're going to get some bad traffic. I'll block it that day. And then I'm also, search terms, Chris, is a daily basis activity for me. Just like for my smaller accounts, I do that on a weekly, and then super small accounts bi-weekly basis. I'm doing that every single day for these kind of huge multiple $1,000 a day accounts. So search terms, Same thing, but every day. And then another thing, Chris, I've noticed that I do throughout the day, a lot more bid management, a lot more bid management. I'm constantly looking at the preview tool, believe it or not. I've got the preview tool open throughout the day, looking at how different bids are affecting our positions. Yeah. And one day, if the spend is feeling too high and the client isn't kind of liking the activity they're getting, we can get a signal to lower the bids, and we can go for a lower cost per click and a lower cost position. So again, like I said at the beginning, we do that on a monthly and weekly basis in our small accounts. We look at our positions, we look at our cost per conversions, we look at the traffic quality, and then we decide to lower the bids to go for a lower position or raise the bids on good keywords. I'm doing that on a date on an not hourly basis in the sense I do it every hour, but I do that every day. I manage bids every day, and I look at the preview tool every day. And then the last thing that I find myself doing every day, Chris, like throughout the day, there's a lot of time for research. Given how many clicks, given how many impressions high volume accounts can generate, there's a lot of research you can do in terms of trying out new ad copy, looking around the internet for what other people who are in this business use for ad copy, looking for ideas like that, and then looking for more search terms. And then the other thing I find myself doing, I find myself trying to learn more about this industry a lot more than I do for like my smaller accounts. So like moving clients, I know the business very well, but at the end of the day, it's not that deep, and they're small accounts, so you're only seeing a certain amount of keywords every day. I'm doing a lot of research just in general to try to understand the business model and all that kind of thing to help me find new keywords and new ad copy. So though that's how I spend my day. But Chris, you also have to take the foot off the gas a little bit and let data accumulate. Yeah. So a lot of the times I may spend a few hours away. I'm monitoring the situation, but I'm away from the account letting data run. Just like we're recording this podcast right now, it's during the daytime. Accounts are running, but I feel comfortable enough with what I've got set up to gather data and let AdWords do its job.
Yeah. I want to jump back, because I think for our listeners, I think that's probably one of the best illustrations. I think when he said at the beginning is, and I think that illustrates really how a lot of this works, because you defined it over and over again in the different examples you've given. Is right. You know, I can imagine you sit there and let's say you have, you know, for example, five different accounts that you're rotating between. I imagine right. You go down the list, you hit the first one, check, 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 check this, check that, check that.
Check is the right word. And one of my tips later is you have to have checklist in place to manage these kind of accounts. So exactly, Chris, I'm checking things.
Yeah, when you mentioned the, you know, stock market type of thing, I can imagine you got your, you know, cup of coffee or whatever you're drinking, and you know, you're you check this, and yeah, giant McDonald's cup, that too, maybe. You're sitting there and you're kind of just, you know, kind of like watching the numbers roll by, seeing how it looks, you know, seeing how things are happening. And then you check this, then you jump to the next one. And by the time you make it to the end of that list of the number of counts, then you got to go back to the first one and check the next one. Is that kind of a pretty good example of how it might look, you know, on a simplified?
Yeah, I would say you don't have to go back necessarily much, but there are. I do run through the checklist every day. Look for the search terms through yesterday. Look for negative keywords to find, and then look for positive keywords to add. Manage bids throughout the day. So search terms is once a day usually, but then I'm also kind of just eyeballing those. Like I may look in the morning for today's data. And then in the afternoon, I'll peek and see what today's search terms data looks like and see if there's anything I can pick out of there to make things stronger. And then really the cost per click and the bidding and the preview tool, that's what I'm kind of going back to throughout the day.
Yeah.
Just managing the situation, because new competitors enter new markets every single day. And so what was working yesterday or last week may not be getting us the kind of volume we want today because a new cowboy's in town. And he's going crazy with high bids. So
you must keep. I know you're an organized guy. You must keep notes. There must be a note system that you use for something like this. Don't tell me it's all in your head. You know, I mean, I have notes.
It's not in my head. what it is I've set up a checklist spreadsheet with things like check the search terms, check the cost per conversion, check for problem keywords, add new ad copy. And kind of on that sheet, I'm making notes to myself when they come up. Hmm. So I'll be like, okay, we saw this search term sneak in today. I don't want to add it as a keyword yet because I'm not sure of it. But then again, I don't want to add it as a negative yet because I may want to get traffic from it. So I'll put that keyword down on my list and just jot a little note. Check this in a week. How many did we get here?
Okay.
From this kind of search term. So I do make notes. But Chris, I do make notes, but I also think sometimes with AdWords management for myself, I can make too many notes.
Yeah.
And things get a little out of hand. But I definitely use a lot of labels as well.
Okay.
A lot labels. More labeling.
Sure. Yeah, labels. That's kind of the online system for making notes. So that's great. This is great. This is even better than I thought. Appreciate your candor.
Thanks for thinking so much of me.
Your honesty on some of this. You know, I mean, honestly, this is the kind of stuff that you have to spend, you know, years learning how to do, and Jason's sharing.
Yeah, we'll talk about this at the end, Chris, with my tips, but one of them is stress. And I was not born knowing how to manage large accounts. So a lot of this is through experience.
Good point.
And not a lot through studying, because I don't know how much is out there about this.
Oh, yeah. I dare anyone to show us an article or a podcast or something that is this specific and this detailed about something so obscure that many people would want to know how to do but would never know.
Yeah.
So, all right. So let's talk about tools that you use, because I know there has to be some things you have to use, and we probably have mentioned tools before, but I want to bring it up and let you run with it. What tools do you use that help you in this daily management?
So, Chris, I like Optimizer. I've written a guest post on their website. I love their platform. For anyone that doesn't know, it's an AdWords management software that helps business owners or account managers manage accounts. But honestly, Chris, I use it the same way I do for my small accounts. So maybe one day we can do a podcast on Optimizer, or anyone can ask me about it, or people can look it up. But they've got a bunch of great tools, but I just use them the same way I do for my small accounts. So it's things like pick ad winners. It helps you find new search terms to add as keywords. And it does a lot. I love it, and I recommend it. And that's not a paid recommendation or anything. I just honestly recommend it. So I use that, but I use it just like I use for my other accounts. But one nice thing about these accounts, they're so high volume that it gives Optimizer a chance to have me use it more because there's more data for it to work with.
Okay.
So I use that. And the only other tool, Chris, and I want to emphasize that because there's nothing mysterious here. There's no need to run up cost or anything. The only other tool I use is the AdWords editor. And that's it. If you know what you're doing in AdWords and you know what you're doing with the editor, you don't need anything. Besides this. So I use the editor. And for me, honestly, Chris, it's huge. I'm asked to make changes a lot on these accounts. We have to build accounts and build campaigns a lot, and it could not be done without the editor. Could not be done. And you were going to ask me, like, what does the editor mean? Because we've said in the past, neither of us really use it for management that much, setups.
Yeah, if you've heard Jason and I talk about the editor before, we've basically labeled it as this is what we use to make large campaign changes and build out campaigns. But as far as daily management goes, we've discussed it, and we agree that's not really where it is. So this is a big deviation from what, Jason, you've said before about how you use AdWords Manager. How has it changed since you started doing all this big management?
So I find myself in there a lot for bid management, for match types, and for ad copy. And so people may be asking themselves, well, you can do bid management in AdWords. You do it when you manage accounts. You can do ad copy in AdWords. You do it when you manage accounts. And you can do match types in AdWords when you manage accounts. But the reason editor is different for me and the reason I'm using it more is because of two features, filters and searches. And maybe I'm using the same thing there, but basically filtering.
Yeah.
So a good example is like if we're selling basketballs and keywords that have to do with indoor basketballs have a lot better conversion rate. But say on my account, I've got 2,000 keywords that have to do with indoor basketballs. yes, you can sort and filter and all that inside of AdWords, but it gets a little bit tough to manage and a little slow at that point. It's especially tough to manage when there's thousands of keywords. So I like using Editor, and I can filter. Okay, only show me the keywords with indoor in them, and say it was just something weird like green indoor basketballs were really producing well. Then I can tell Editor, only show me keywords that have the word green and indoor in them. And then I can manage bids on those ones only. Same thing with match types. I work with broad keywords a lot, Chris, because it's so high volume. And by the way, I have negative keyword lists that are multiple thousands of keywords.
Oh, God.
And by the way, I actually had to call in Google because, and I guarantee you, they probably never got this call in the last year. The people up in Michigan, answering the calls. And I said, you probably have not gotten this one before, but how many negative keywords can you have on a shared negative keyword list before you have to apply a second one?
Oh,
and the answer is 5,000, just for anyone out there that needs to know.
There you go.
So because of that, because I'm using so many broad keywords, Chris, I have so many negative keywords. But we want volume here, so we use a lot of broad. But sometimes broad just brings in a little bit too much.
Mm-hmm.
And so I find myself using the editor to filter lots of different kind of keywords that all have the same kind of language in them, like green plus indoor, and then making part of the keyword phrase modified.
Yeah.
So I find myself doing a lot for that. And then same with ad copy. I find ads that had a certain word, and then I change that word. And it could be hundreds and hundreds of ads. So editor's the way to go for that stuff.
And it seems like what you're really pointing to here is advanced search, advanced filtering. That's what
advanced
it's
really about.
Advanced queries, you can do searching on the AdWords portal, right? I mean, you can do that directly in the AdWords system. But advanced filtering, if you've ever used the editor, people would know what I mean by that, because there's ways to specifically call out different things.
Yeah, and let me give you a great example. Lots of campaigns, maybe thousands of ad groups or hundreds of ad groups, thousands of keywords. AdWords editor, show me the ad groups that have the word New York City in them, or show me keywords that have the words indoor plus green in them, but only from ad groups that have the word New York City in them. I find myself doing a lot of things like that, looking for specific keywords in specific ad groups, and then making mass changes in terms of bids and match types. Same thing with ad copy. And then, Chris, finally, the editor is great, just knowing for peace of mind purposes that I have a backup.
Yeah.
A backup of the campaigns.
Yeah, you put a lot of time into it. Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah. Okay, cool. Well, let's move on to ad copy. So I imagined when I first talked to you that you would change ad copy all the time. Is that true, false? Is it, moderate amount?
Well, I do, but no one changes ad copy more than Chris Schaefer. People on a $1,000 a month campaign that might get 100 clicks a month, Chris Schaefer probably changes ads in each ad group. I don't want to say daily, Chris, but I would say you're probably changing ads 200 times a month on an account that gets 100 clicks. No, I'm just kidding.
I don't think so. No.
Neither am I. So ad copy, Chris, that's one of the things that I think you experience this too. Managing a $1,000 to $5,000 a month campaign.
Yeah.
Yes, you want to change your ad copy some and find new ads to target, but that's more of a biweekly or even monthly process, because ad copy is such a big part of click-through rate and quality score. When you find something that works, it's hard to let it go.
Yeah.
And
there's only so much variation you can do on some clients. Some clients are just so bare bones, obvious type of stuff. I mean, how creative can you be before you start running into the same idea? So
exactly. So you and me, if there's different schools of $1,000 to $5,000 account management, there's probably like an ad copy, old school advertiser school, and then there's probably a AdWords professional search query focus on the traffic quality school. And that's where you and I come from. But on these large accounts, I definitely find myself changing ad copy way more than I did than I do on smaller accounts.
I think you mentioned, I mean, the big point there is that you have competitors up against. You know, if people are coming into the market for the first time, you know, I'm sure a lot of people do searches and look what other people are saying and basically copy it. So you need to be on the ball about, you know, what exactly you're saying and maybe tweak it because someone else is duplicating that same ad. So
There's that. And then also there's just so much data. Like if you and I are managing an account that I don't know how many impressions a $1,000 a month account usually gets, but maybe
3,000.
Yeah, 3,000. And say of the 3,000, you have 50 ads or 20 ads. So at the most, an ad is only getting 300-400 impressions.
Yeah.
And then most are getting like 20
yeah.
or 15. You can only get so motivated to make changes because you're not going to see results.
Yeah.
But the big motivating factor here is there's so many impressions on a weekly and biweekly basis that you get motivated to change ad copy. I find myself a lot more motivated because I'm like, oh, you know what? I can actually make a difference here. And really maybe I'll shoot click-through rate up from 3% to 5%.
Yeah.
So because there's so much data, it makes you a lot more motivated to see those results and change ad copy. So I'm changing a lot more ad copy more regularly than I do for a smaller account where there's just not as much data to work with.
All right. So Jason, you know, I gave Jason the questions ahead of time. You know, I want to say, this is what I want to talk about. This is what I want to get answers on. Jason willingly put a section in our spreadsheet here that says advice. Ladies and gentlemen, Jason's going to willingly give some advice about, you know, some stuff here that he would like to share on what he's learned. I think this is great. I think there's a lot that, you know, somebody who's either managing these accounts or would like to manage these accounts can really get from this. So Jason, take it away. What kind of advice would you share? You know, you've talked about a lot of things, even a lot of great information. What would you share on top of that for people who are wanting to do this or already doing it, maybe concerned they're not doing it right?
Yeah, so I've got a few pieces of advice. The first, Chris, is to have great fundamentals. You have to have great fundamentals. And what I mean by that, it's like something we talk about in sports a lot. In basketball, yeah, you can pass behind the back. You can do a fadeaway three, but you have to know how to do a bounce pass. So things like that. You have to know how to box out to get rebounds. So
I love the sports analogies. They always fly right over my head. But that sounds great. Go ahead.
I was going to give an analogy about one of your passions, but we don't have to get into that. So, but yeah, you have to have great fundamentals, Chris. So in AdWords for you and me, that's knowing search what kind of search terms to show up on when you're reviewing that report, you know, knowing what's good, what's bad, knowing how to physically maneuver inside of the accounts with Excel sheets to the editor, to AdWords, to filtering things. You have to have great fundamentals. And then also you have to know how AdWords works. You have to not freak out when you go X amount of clicks without a conversion and all that kind of stuff. So you have to have great fundamentals, Chris. And what I wrote is everything is sped up just like times a million, because there's so much more data, but it's the same thing. It's just sped up. But because it's so sped up, you will get exposed.
I love that. Yeah.
You will get exposed if you don't have good fundamentals. So what I would tell people out there is if you're an AdWords professional out there and you get approached by a client with an account this large, don't take it. Have a little patience with yourself, a little conservatism. And yes, you might need to take it, and sometimes you will, but see if there's a solution where you can find another AdWords professional who has more experience, and they can be your kind of mentor on the account. And you can do what I did a couple summers ago and kind of be the daily task guy. But I would ease into these kind of accounts if you're an AdWords professional and get some experience with large accounts. And maybe work with someone who has more experience to help you. And then if you're a business owner, I would not hire someone or an internal employee to manage such a large account if they don't have experience. I think experience here is key, Chris. And I'm not saying people can't get experience, but ease into it, get some experience, and then you'll be a lot more confident and successful. Next thing, Chris, same thing. It's the same process as a 1K to 5K a month account, but now a month equals a day, and it's just sped up. Next piece of advice, follow a daily checklist. You have to have a daily checklist. Chris, when I worked at CVS and I cleaned the bathrooms and I had to initial on the bathroom door that I had done it, I initialed a checklist. And then now I manage AdWords accounts that are this big. I have to manage a check or initial. I literally put my initials, JR, on a checklist every day. Because if you don't, things get out of hand. The fourth piece of advice, Chris, is to know the AdWords editor inside and out, especially filters and searches. And we'll probably have a lot of content on this at some point in the future, AdWords editor, because there's no content out there and it's something that needs to be talked about. But got to know the editor inside and out. And then the fifth thing, Chris, is manage your stress. I know that if you sign off for the day and you're one of our accounts has a $30 a day budget, we're not thinking about it during dinner. Because no. Nothing can go wrong. It's $30 a day. If an account has multiple thousands a day, man, it honestly, at the beginning, it stressed me out, Chris. And I had to put systems in place. I call them double checks or controls from the accounting world. You have to have control. So I double check things. And then at some point, you just have to relax and not be stressed out and trust that computers don't break. So I know that if I check budgets and schedules at the end of the day, and I do a double check, and I initial my checklist, I've done my part, and then AdWords isn't going to, it just, computers don't break. One time at an agency, Chris, I asked a developer about, like, what is the chance this page could break because of a piece of code, and he laughed at me. He's like, codes don't break. They don't take days off. So once you have your controls in place, get controls in place, get double checks in place, and then relax. You've done your part. Trust that computers won't break, and you don't have to be stressed out. But you have to have some reason not to be stressed out, which are double checks or controls.
Yeah,
so internal controls, that kind of thing.
Man, I mean, nobody could listen to this and say, you know, Jason doesn't do this every day, because what you've talked about is incredibly practical stuff. It's incredibly detailed on the type of things that you know, not big pie in the sky type of ideas, but really practical things that people are going to run into every day. And I appreciate it. I after listening to this, I love my $1,000, $2,000, $3,000, because those accounts, you're right, you know, do not put the type of stress. Now, if you talk about, you know, a ton of clients at that level, that's a whole other conversation. I'm not saying my job doesn't stress me out, but
Chris, the crazy thing is, me and my employee Jasmine, we're literally setting up a $500 a month account today, and we're doing the same old run Monday through Wednesday instead of Monday through Friday because the daily budget's too small. So it's a good example. We're up here, we're down here, but man, you got to know the fundamentals, and it's the same thing. You got to know what you're doing, and really, it's just the same thing.
Yeah. Well, great. I appreciate you you walking us through that. Great stuff. I hope everyone enjoyed, and I think you shared a lot of great information for free. So great stuff here. I'm sure this could be a bookmarked type of thing that people can come back to and share. So please do. Please share and leave us a review. If you appreciate Jason sharing such great information, leave us a review on iTunes. Share with your friends, share on social media. We appreciate it. And if you have any comments, questions, please fax those in and we will answer those on the show.
Chris, and I'm going to pull up my shirt and tickle myself to remind you it's time to tickle and tease.
Oh, so let's
give them a little tease for next week.
Please do not demonstrate visually for me. All right. Yeah. So next week, great stuff here. We're going to talk about something we've kind of danced around. We've hinted at before, but we're going to talk about data columns. Okay. And let me explain what that is. Data columns in AdWords are the extra metrics that you can add to your screen to see what's happening with your campaign. And Jason and I are going to talk about...
Wait, Chris, are you saying you can see more than interaction rates?
Oh, there's so much interaction rates. I don't even see those things. See, that's one hint. You're already giving away, right, you know, some of our stuff. There are some stupid things. You know what? Stupid things that default. Yes, Jason. Stupid things that you need to get rid of, and other things that are incredibly important that you need to add. We're going to talk about that next week. You need to make sure you're not looking at the wrong data. You step wrong, you see the wrong data, you make the wrong decisions, and you fail. And then you're flipping burgers again. Don't flip
or
burgers. Listen
CVS
to this podcast.
Cleaning up poo.
Or working. There you go.
Scrub the poo.
Do not Do not go back to CVS. Listen to this podcast. Tune in next week. We'll be here again. We'll talk about that. Thanks, everyone, for listening. We'll talk to you soon.